How do airplanes fly? Surely everyone who has ever flown in an airplane has asked this question. The answer lies in a scientific law first demonstrated by a mathematician named Daniel Bernoulli, hence Bernoulli's principle. Bernoulli's principle says that as the velocity of a fluid, air is also a fluid, increases, the pressure exerted by that fluid decreases. To capitalize on this principle, the aircraft designers invented a specially shaped wing called an airfoil. If you look at the wing of an aircraft from the side, you will see that it is flat on the bottom, but it has a curve on the upper surface. As the plane travels through air, air passes both over and under the edges of the airfoil. Because there is the curved top surface, the air must travel further to reach the edge of the airfoil at the same time as the air passing beneath the wing. As it travels a further distance above the wing in the same time, it is travelling more rapidly. As the speed of the air above the airfoil increases, the density of the air above the wing is less. With more air pressure under the wing and lower air pressure above the wing, the aircraft is forced up. This is called lift, and it must always be balanced with other features of flight, such as drag.